Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mr. Fryer, get me out of here.
At 12, it ain't safe.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
This is from Evan Dreilich, who's been one of the best reporters on this. I retweeted it, but this is what he tweeted out. MLB today indicated a willingness to miss a month of games and took a more threatening tone than yesterday, sources briefed on the day's first meeting between MLB and the Players Association tell me. Not great, Bob, but it plays with what I've been saying. I think that they would eat 30 games. I think they'd be more, the owners would be happy to eat 30 games if they can get 14 teams into the playoffs and get that playoff revenue. But yes, there's a more threatening tone that always works, man. In every facet of life, a more threatening tone is always the way to go.
The perfect way to go. Let me just yell at you real quick. Let me, a little more threatening.
Look.
Gotta do this or I...
Yeah, look, I am someone who... for sure uses it. Not a lot lately. I've mellowed in my old age. I grab you in the collar occasionally.
You Bob Knighting people?
You know, occasionally. When I was young, much younger. Long time ago. Long time ago, as Bernie Mac would say.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
It's true. I have mellowed as I've gotten older, which is why we do this. Bass drop! My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We will talk with Cam Ellis as the combine is underway and the Bears have spoken. There was something that Ryan Pohl said that I did think was interesting, and we will get to that with Cam Ellis at 1 o'clock. My top five things, if there's not baseball, that I'll concentrate on. Now, it's possible that between now and when I give you the top five list, there's going to be baseball. I'm still going to do the list. When we come back, though, Cody Westerlund is going to join me. We're going to talk about what happened to the Bulls down on South Beach. And I did see a flyer that makes me wonder what was going on South Beach. That's next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
And Miami has moved two games over the Bulls for the top spot in the Eastern Conference. They win the season series with a game left at the United Center, and the final score 112-99 Miami.
It would be very easy to look at what happened to the Bulls last night and say that it was just the Miami flu. The guys got to South Beach and maybe they weren't focused. I think it was more than that. I think Miami had a great game plan, and they executed it perfectly for a team that was undermanned going into the game. Cody Westerlund covers the Bulls for us here at The Score. He does a great job of it. You can read his work on 670thescore.com. He joins us on Tuesday on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Cody, thanks for joining me. What was the most upsetting part of watching last night's game?
Well, I think it's some of what Billy Donovan talked about post-game was just the Bulls' inattention to detail. And we know this team hasn't played well against the top teams in the NBA this season. The Bulls, record-wise right now, are one of the seven best teams in the NBA, and they're 1-11 against the other six of those seven best teams in the NBA. And Billy Donovan's talked about this a lot. It's just kind of the small things that the Bulls don't do well enough, whether it's boxing out, the Bulls were poor at that on several occasions last night, leaking out, trying to get transition opportunities before the team had corralled a rebound. And they just took too many gambles against this Miami team. So really, to me, it's just the sense that there's a level and a gear that other teams that have serious championship aspirations have showcased that the Bulls have not displayed to have themselves at this point. So in addition, obviously, to some of the matchup problems, it doesn't seem like the Bulls have done enough of the small things recently against the best teams to put themselves in position to be successful and win those games. So obviously the matchup is a tough one with the Heat. I think I have elevated the Heat to the second hardest matchup now for the Bulls in the East after the 76ers and Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid just can't lose to the Bulls in his NBA career, basically. But this Heat team, like Bam Adebayo is so quick. He gave Vooch a lot of problems. This Heat team can switch pretty much anything they want to, and that gave the Bulls some problems at times. They did a really good job running some double teams at DeMar DeRozan and just making him feel a little bit more uncomfortable than usual. So it's a team that the Bulls have to dig deep and figure themselves out a little bit here when they play the best of the best.
Whether it was Kendall and Will last night or Bill on the Score broadcast of it, they all made mention of the stopping and watching aspect of the Bulls offense right now. How can the Bulls address there being more movement and not forcing DeMar to have to kind of save them at the end of some of these games?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. The Bulls got to get back to cutting off the ball better. When they were at their best, when they've played some of their best basketball this year, it's like you're always seeing Zach LaVine or Javonte Green making these back cuts and getting to the rim for ferocious slam dunks, stuff like that. You see guys moving from one spot on the floor as DeMar has the ball and repurposing themselves to an area with more space to knock down an open three-pointer. And I think some of that's just lackadaisical, obviously, from the Bulls. I think probably, honestly, DeMar's historic run where he made basically, it seemed like, every shot from the mid-range there for two straight weeks as he had over 35 points and 50% shooting per game for eight straight games. That probably made the Bulls kind of get a little lackadaisical in how they moved, because it didn't matter if they did move or not. DeMar was just going to, you know, shoot the mid-range jumper and make it. Well, now when he cools off just a little bit here, they got to get back to who they are. So really, I think it has to do a lot with that. And then it has to do with identifying mismatches. I mean, we saw Vooch get Jimmy Butler on a couple switches and finish at the rim well in the Bulls' loss last night, but it wasn't often enough that he punished people on switches. And when the Heat did switch, I mean, part of the reason they were doing that is to kind of take the Bulls out of their usual number two part of their offense, or I should say at least a big part of their offense, which is having Vooch get the ball at the elbow or somewhere on the court and some guys play through him, have Kobe White go spot up for threes, stuff like that. That kind of didn't really seem to be there at all last night. Vooch only had two assists. You know, when he has four or five assists, it's usually a better sign for the ball movement for the Bulls. So they got to get back to doing some of the things they were doing well and just remind themselves that DeMar DeRozan's not going to play like the best player in the NBA every single night, even though he did for a two-week stretch, and get back to who they are. And Zach LaVine and DeMar got to kind of find that fluidity again and then have the Bulls knock down some three-pointers around them, because they didn't do that well enough last night either.
Look, Cody, you're a really good reporter when it comes to what's going on with the Bulls. You usually just shoot it straight. You tell me what's going on. You tell me the people that you've talked to. But I want you to know that this is a space where you can editorialize. And I'm looking at your tweet promoting that you're going to be on the show, and it says, I'm hopping on with Lawrence Holmes next to talk Bulls. So as to not upset Bulls Twitter, we'll only evaluate the first five games of the season when the Bulls were fully healthy. Sir, what do you mean?
I just get such a kick out of, I mean, Bulls Twitter right now is so mad, pointing out every single time someone talks about the Bulls losing a game and having weaknesses at this point. Well, they weren't full strength. Yeah, we know. No one on earth knows better that the Bulls haven't been at full strength other than the people who have covered them every single game since like the start of the year. We all know that. And it's just, it's unnecessary to point out the whole context thing. You got to take it with context. We know these guys are out. Billy Donovan says these things and he gets praised to like high heavens, like, oh, Billy said the Bulls aren't battle tested enough. Man, what a coach. Absolutely incredible. He always shoots it straight. You go on the radio and say, I mean, Bernstein said this morning. I mean, I'm stealing Dan's line, basically. If a media member says that, they just get yelled at. But Billy says it and he's a genius. Some things are just facts. This team is not battle tested. Zach LaVine hasn't played in a playoff game. Ayo Dosunmu, Kobe White haven't played in playoff games. I think Javonte Green has 6 minutes of postseason experience. Nikola Vucevic has like two first-round series of postseason experience, and they were basically gentleman sweeps where his Magic weren't doing much against a one seed on the other side of the floor. Like, these guys have not been in big games. I thought Billy nailed it on the head last night. I loved his line, Lawrence. I don't know if you saw. He said really good teams dominate what they can control, and he doesn't feel like the Bulls really have been dominating anything that they can control lately, and he doesn't like how the guys on the floor are going about their business for long stretches when it comes to those details. So my point was, like, this Bulls team has holes in it. We know that Alex Caruso is going to fill some of those. Lonzo Ball is going to help address some of those weaknesses, but that's not a cure-all. Like, I guarantee it. And the Pat Williams stuff, like, again, bless his heart. I love the kid. I think he's going to be good. But Pat Williams, a 20-year-old being out for most of the year, is not an excuse for a lot of these things that are happening for the Bulls whatsoever. And I think when he comes back, you have to realize that he can come back and be another body and maybe help you on defense. But you can't have big expectations like Pat Williams is going to fix a lot of this stuff. I mean, he could be helpful, but this is just a team that has to face their reality. And the reality is they're not doing enough right now at the highest levels. As to be honest, we've switched the goalposts, obviously, at the start of the year. If you would have said the Bulls are a number two team in the East this late in the season, I think people would be really happy. But given where they were and what they were doing at times, I mean, people moved on to the next thing, and that was, can this team be a serious championship competitor? And they've played a few stretches this season where they've shown that, and other times, specifically lately, they have not shown that whatsoever at all, and especially against good teams. So I'm just kind of over the Bulls aren't full strength. No one's ever full strength in the NBA after like the fifth game of the season.
And to be honest, last night the Heat weren't at full strength when the Bulls played them. And I know that it's hard to compare a lot of teams and their infrastructure to what Miami does, like the Heat way, and Eric Spoelstra, who I think is a coach that people don't give enough credit to for how good he is at his job. But what do you see as being like the differences between the way the Heat go about their business and the way the Bulls do?
Well, I think the Heat execute a lot better in the half court in many regards. And I think they probably just, and this is, I don't know if this gets a little cliche, but like, they respect every inch of the floor a little more probably than it seems like the Bulls do when it gets to their spots. Like, again, DeMar didn't have a terrible shooting game last night when you look at 7 of 16 from the field, but it felt like they were pushing him off of his spots a little bit more than other teams have at times. So I thought like that was important in many ways. And the Heat just have that understanding of what it means to make the other team more uncomfortable when they're on defense. And that's just something the Bulls haven't, I don't think, paid enough attention to detail recently. And we know the Bulls' defense has been pretty darn bad since Alex Caruso went out, obviously. And again, that is a big deal to provide the context of that with Alex and Lonzo out. But still, like, the Bulls just don't seem to take enough care in stopping the opposing point guard from getting to where they want to get to, whether that's the free throw line, into the lane, setting up lobs, stuff like that. They're not making these opposing teams go to plan B in many of their sets, it feels like. It's like screen roll. They get to where they want, and there's a shooter flanked out, or someone's going to the rim and creating contact, or they have the option for the lob, and the Bulls aren't recovering well enough, helping well enough. And some of that's defensive limitations with Vooch. He's not fleet of foot when it comes to lateral movement, so teams are going to take advantage of that. But again, that comes back to the guys at the point of attack too, and then the help defenders have to do a little bit more where they hedge a bit and then can still recover to their guy, and they're not doing that. And also, I thought the Bulls just, they haven't boxed out well enough lately. Like, there were three or four times where you were watching guys like DeMar DeRozan, Javonte Green last night, Zach LaVine, like, just not putting a body on anyone whatsoever. So it's stuff like that where I think the Heat are dialed in a little bit more than the Bulls. And I think the Bulls are eventually learning that lesson and will probably keep learning it here down the stretch as they face a fairly tough schedule coming up.
So that you can satisfy the folks on Bulls Twitter, what's the latest update on the injured Bulls?
Yeah, Alex Caruso and Pat Williams sound like they both need about 2 weeks to strengthen their wrist injuries still. Obviously, Pat's was a little more of focused on ligaments that he had surgery on, and Alex Caruso had the fractured wrist. But it does not sound like they are going to be cleared for contact or full-scale practice contact for at least 2 weeks. That would probably presumably have them at least another week after that needing a full scale of practice and contact, getting back in the flow and everything. The good news is their cardio and conditioning should be pretty good, but they got to have full trust in the wrist injuries to be able to do everything out there before they can return. So it still feels like to me you're looking at maybe late March for those guys at some point and getting them back, and having maybe the Bulls have, what, 10 games or so with the full scale of everyone. Lonzo Ball has upped his running, but he's doing basically straight line running, not doing side to side running. It seems like his 6 to 8 week timetable after his late January surgery is kind of the same thing, still on track for probably, it seems like, a latter half late March return for Lonzo as well. I would note that those always, Lawrence, feel like best case scenarios,
yep.
Right? No one ever hardly moves anyone up like a week or 10 days in their returns at this point when it's been so long. So I would think getting these guys back in late March would be a good goal for the Bulls, that they would like to have those guys back.
I don't know if I've ever seen an injured player be more involved than Alex Caruso. Like, he's fun to watch, like, even on the bench.
Tristan Thompson or something, man. Like, those two never stop talking. Like, I don't know, maybe the Bulls wanted to get Tristan Thompson in there in large part because of his communication. And I say that like half seriously, half joking, but like Billy has been frustrated by the Bulls' defensive communication sometimes. Like, Tristan never stops talking and Alex Caruso never stops talking either. But Caruso obviously hasn't been on the court. He's been over there on the bench. It's helpful to have Tristan out there too. Those guys are just always jabbering about something. The other night, like, I was chuckling because like, Matt Thomas is like the 15th man on the Bulls roster, and Tristan Thompson was like talking his ear off. I think it was last Thursday at the United Center in his against the Hawks, and like never stopped talking. I'm like, what on earth could he be telling a guy who's like probably not going to play any role in this game? But these are veterans that see stuff on the floor and want to tell their teammates. And you've seen some of this too. I mean, if you want to be honest, like, some of the Bulls' problems on the defensive end are just like, you don't see screens coming. Like, there's one last night where Javonte didn't call out a screen for Io, or Io didn't call out a screen for Javonte, and it was an easy lob for Jimmy Butler. So stuff like that, you understand what someone's voice can mean like that for an Alex Caruso type, in addition to their defensive prowess just on the floor. Anytime you can see something before it happens, it's so crucial, and he has that, and he's happy to yell about it off the bench even when he's not playing.
Cody, as always, thanks for the time, and I'm glad that you let loose a little bit today.
Oh, and anytime, Lawrence. We'll get these Bulls back to full health at some point and see what they can really do.
That is Cody Westerlund. He covers the Bulls for us. Follow him on Twitter, @CodyWesterlund, so you can be a part of the conversation when he's admonishing you on Bulls Twitter. When we come back, we will do top five. There's been no deal yet in baseball, so I will share with you my top five things that I'm going to focus on if there is no baseball. That's next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Top 5 Tuesdays on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
But since the day is Tuesday, it doesn't matter in the slightest.
Top 5 Tuesdays.
I've only seen a couple, but that's definitely top 5.
Is it Tuesday?
Can't you ask me an intelligent question?
Is this the Lawrence Holmes Show?
You're damn skippy.
Then it's Top 5 Tuesdays on the Lawrence Holmes Show. Got it? Good.
Top 5 Tuesday, we like to have a little bit of fun with this segment. And since, as it stands right now, there is no deal between the MLBPA and MLB, I wanted to give you my top 5 things that I will concentrate more on, if not more on, but more on. I guess technically, if you wanted to, you could say that I'm the moron in this scenario, but that's fine. If there is no baseball. So where will I put all of my angst and all of my extra viewing time that I will have if I don't have White Sox baseball to complain about? So I put together a list. Number 5.
Everyone watching tonight wants an answer to your relationship with the WWE chairman, Mr. McMahon, is what exactly?
None of your business. How about that?
How about that? That's my guy, Kevin Egan. He is on House of L this week, and we actually do talk about the WWE portion of his career. I'll tune in on a Monday night now and see what's going on with WWE if there is no baseball, because I want to support my guy and what he's doing. And I'll have the time, at least until softball comes back, and then I won't have the time anymore because our games are on Monday. Are we still playing? I think so. Number 4.
Pushes a bunt to third. James to first. He's out. What a way to end it. And what a way to end a drought. Mississippi State, the national champions, destroying Vanderbilt 9-0.
College baseball. I've enjoyed the first couple of weeks of college baseball. MLB Network has shown a couple of games. There's part of me that's like, I should not be supporting MLB Network until this thing is done. So I do jump over to the SEC Network if I do want to get my college baseball fix. Now, like you heard in that soundbite, over the last, what, decade or so, maybe even 15 years or so, different alloy bats that are happening. So you're not getting the old ping that you used to get when I was playing, which is the joy, like hearing that ping is pretty awesome. You don't really get that now.
What's the noise again?
Ping. That's what you get. Well, you used to get. You don't get it anymore. Now the bats are deadened because, you know, you don't want someone to get hurt. And the action off of those old bats that I was using back in the 90s, my goodness. I'm glad that they've gone in this direction. I get that it would probably be cost prohibitive to do wood bats, but still, although now, I mean, with the way that these, how much these bats cost, I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be. I'll ask the people at home with bats about that at some point. Number 3.
Miguel Navarro, Robert Barrich on the turn. Can he get the shot away? Yes, he can. Robert Barrich gives the Fire the lead just moments before halftime.
Now, here's the thing. That's from last year. I watched the opener on Saturday, and they are very lucky to escape Miami with a point. Higuain had real control of that game in the second half. I was not happy with the Fire's defense. They escaped. But I will say, John Duran, was he 18? I walked away from the match very impressed with what that man might be doing.
Hey, I got to go to one of those games because I was looking at those highlights, the Miami one, and I was like, oh, 0-0. I need a goal or something in here.
Well, that usually is the way that a lot of Americans feel about soccer. And then there will be people that will tell you MLS isn't high enough level soccer to get the average American fan to explore it, which is why a lot of American fans have a Premier League or have a Serie A league team or a Bundesliga team. But I am going to be paying more attention if there's no baseball. I mean, I'm probably just going to pay more attention anyway because I enjoy soccer. They play Saturday, I think, at Soldier Field. So if you want to go, I mean, I'm not going with you. I'm saying that you could go if you were so inclined to go watch the Fire. But I'm excited to see they've changed some things up. They got some stuff going on. I need their defense to tighten it up. Need to do a little bit better marking, especially on the set pieces. Didn't like it. Didn't like it one bit. Got lucky. Number two.
Flaherty pops it up. Juarez has it. A record-breaking run for Oklahoma, capped with a fifth national championship.
I've been trying for the last couple of years to bring people along with me on the ride that is college softball. College softball is amazing. It's a really great, it's a great sport. And part of the reason that it's great is the games are usually 90 minutes. You get in, you get out. There's a lot of energy. Like, there's the actual space of the field is smaller, and I feel like it holds in energy better than some of the other sports. It's a lot of fun. I was going to be watching college softball anyway because both of my alma maters are good. DePaul's really good. Alabama's really good. But I'm telling you, if you need a little taste, college softball, I would suggest Pac-12 or SEC softball. Like, as your gateway drug, I would suggest that. It'll be the overall talent will be better in those two conferences for softball than, I mean, no diss. I mean, DePaul's in the Big East, and no diss to the ACC. I'm just telling you, you will enjoy SEC and Pac-12 softball a lot more. Which leads us to number one.
Young. Downfield, he connects. Oh, and that is Latu. This is the guy that everybody's buzzing about this spring.
I think I might make a trip, if baseball's back or not, I think I might make a trip to Tuscaloosa for the spring game. And I was looking last week at Notre Dame spring game, Illinois spring game. Northwestern didn't have their date up for their spring game yet. That would be like the easiest one for me to go to. But I think I'm going to go to Tuscaloosa and because I haven't done a spring game yet. The weather will probably be nice. It's usually in the mid-70s there this time of year. But I've been to like what I would consider like a regular season. I've been to a non-conference Bama game. I've been to the Iron Bowl. What's spring game look like? So that's my list. That's my list of the five things that if there is no baseball, I will find myself concentrating on. If something that you love wasn't on the list, someone hit me up and said, the Wolves? No, the Wolves not on the list right now. I mean, they're kind of in the zeitgeist anyway for me. Just let me know when they're playing the Checkers. That's all I care about is when they're playing the Checkers. It's a quality hockey team name. Oh! If what I had on my list wasn't on your list, make your own damn list. That's what it's all about. Cam Ellis will join me to talk about the Bears next. Here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.